Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you've invested in the stock market, there's a good chance you saw gains in your portfolio during this pandemic. And if you're among the wealthiest of Americans, you did very well. New data from the Federal Reserve finds the richest Americans earned far more from the market's rise than the rest of us. And the top 10% of wealthy Americans now own almost 90% of all U.S. stocks. Here to tell us more is Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, wealthy people always own a high percentage of U.S. stocks, right? What's driven the outsized increase for the richest investors?
Simply put, more money makes more money. If you were in the market and were able, to hang on during the worst of various crises, think back to 08, think back to the crash of 87, and this pandemic, you've enjoyed outsized gains. If you had cash to tap, if you didn't have to raid your retirement plan, indeed, if you had the luxury of being in a company-matched retirement plan, you've been in a wonderfully cushy place to enjoy a stock market that's nearly doubled since March of 2020.
Can you give us a little bit of perspective, though? How does this concentration of wealth compare to before the pandemic?
It's been getting worse in years as money has been compounding in value and often without the hit of taxes in stocks, while the left side of the wealth curve has been more dependent on wages, which we know have kind of stagnated and declined in inflation-adjusted terms. All told, the bottom 90% of Americans held about 11% of individually held stocks, which is down from 12% before the pandemic.
Okay, there's also a lot of newcomers joining the market, younger first-time investors using apps like Robinhood and Cash to buy and sell stocks. Are these apps having an equalizing effect?
I mean, they're giving small investors a taste of the market, and the little guy has been able to flex quite a bit of clout with situations like AMC and GameStop. I mean, we've talked about that, and that's gotten a ton of press. But the money is really penny ante in the context of the trillions in gains felt by high net worth investors.
Yeah, I mean, to parse that out a little bit more, these younger investors are really more active. The data shows that they trade stocks a lot, but are they accumulating wealth?
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. The top 1%, Tanya, gained more than $6.5 trillion in corporate equities and mutual funds wealth during the pandemic, while the bottom 90% added $1.2 trillion. Think about how many times that goes into $6.5 trillion. The average Robinhood account size doesn't even hit $5,000.
And you know, it's hard for any of us to wrap our heads around trillions. But is there any way to level the playing field for stockholders?
The bigger question here is wealth versus capital and how capital is incented and taxed in the United States. Money doubles every 10 years at a return of 7.2% a year. The stock market has returned a few points more than that over the long run. So wealth is compounded, tax protected, inherited, compounded even further. And those who have had wages stagnating cannot even put money to use in the market. I mean, even by just staying put, they lose lots of ground over time. So consider this in closing. Nearly 70% of the top 1%'s wealth gains over the past year and a half, and that's one of the fastest spikes in history, came from stocks.
Wow. That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, talking with us about new data from the Federal Reserve that finds the richest Americans earned far more from the market's rise than the rest of us. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.